this is
okay.
James with a question.
James, okay, is okay. Go ahead with the question.
Yeah, I would just like to ask if they have the information, the two members from KPFT, Nancy and Adriana, if they are members of their own local finance committee, and if so, or if not, and they happen to know, what are the rules for membership to be a voting member of the KPFT Finance Committee?
Good question.
I can answer, or Adriana either.
I can
just call.
Adriana, I can answer.
Either one or both. That's fine.
Go ahead, Adriana.
Okay. The KPFT Finance Committee is in the standing and special rules of KPFT that they were done way, way before I was part of KPFT. They said that only LSV members can be members of the finance committee, of the KPFT finance committee. That's why I said at the beginning I really appreciate the transparency and the openness on WBAI.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, everyone. And okay. Wait a second.
And
it is now, Mr. Timekeeper, I think we're past the 15 minutes for this item, right? It started at 20:06. It's now 20:23. That's more than 15 minutes, I think. So, Mr. Timekeeper, do you hear me?
No.
All right.
Are
you trying to talk to us?
Serene would like to make a statement.
No. I'm ruling that the time is up. If somebody wants to start making statements, since we have other things to do tonight, I would say let's have a formal motion to extend for a certain amount of time, and we can see if that passes. Is there a motion
to
extend?
2 minutes. Michael White of the SEC.
How many people want to speak? I guess I should say point of information. I'd like to make a motion to extend. I wonder how many people want to speak. I need a minute.
How many people want to speak? Say if you want to speak.
Serene.
James.
And Michael White, I think, right? That you made
correct.
A motion.
Michael White.
So that's
yes,
three.
Michael White.
So that's three people. How much time do we want to extend this item by?
1 minute each, 3 minutes.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending this item by 3 minutes, which means 1 minute each person? Is there any objection to that?
Yes.
Okay.
I used to be out of everything, but this is ridiculous. We should just move on.
I agree, but here we are. Okay, but Berthold, why don't we just do this? It's going to take us longer to vote on this, and you're going to abstain anyway.
I know it's going to take us longer to vote, but I'm just
all right.
Making a point. We need to get to the BAI.
Okay, hold on a second. Let us go. We'll go in. We'll vote it up, and we'll have all of this going on, and... Okay, so the motion was to extend the time for this item by 3 minutes with 1 minute each for the three speakers. Please, it requires a two-thirds vote. Please answer up when you hear your name. Adriana Kasanov. Adriana Kasanov.
I say yes.
Jack DePalma.
I'm going to pass.
Jim Dingman.
Extend.
What was that?
Extend.
Abstain. Okay.
Extend.
Yes, no, abstain. So you're saying yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Anita Hawkins.
Yes.
William Heerwagon.
I'm not
William
sure.
Heerwagon?
I'm not sure I understand the vote, but I think I'm voting no.
John Hoffman.
Yes.
Noel Jameson. Noel Jameson? I heard a noise. I don't know if it's Joel. Noel Jameson, are you there? I'll come back. Pat Logan, R. Paul Martin, abstain. Matt Mazza.
Abstain.
Carolyn McIntyre.
Yes, abstain.
Daryl McPherson.
Yes.
Berthold Reimers.
No.
Serene Roberts.
Yes.
James Sagerton.
Yes.
Jeffrey Stern.
Yes.
Neil Voss.
Abstain.
Michael D.D. White.
Yes.
M.K. Williams.
Yes.
Bruce Greif.
Yes.
Okay. 10-4, 2 against, 3 abstentions. So we are extended for 3 minutes. Let's see.
8:30. 8:30.
I have 2027, but okay, so first will be, first is, who are the people? It's
Robert.
Okay, Roberts, go ahead first. Serene Roberts, you have the floor.
Actually, White asked before I did. This is White, Roberts, and Sagerton in that order.
So you insist that he go first. Okay. Michael White, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to ask if people have listened to the recording of the last APFT Finance Committee meeting and whether they thought it was just totally chaotic and totally disrupted. And if they haven't listened to that, I'm going to suggest that people listen to it so they know what we could be dealing with.
Okay, Serene Roberts, you have the floor.
Okay, I want to point out that Pacifica's finances are linked. All 5 stations contribute central services to pay for the national office and to pay for the archives. We will, unless the people who've been trying to, what's the term for what those Staten Islanders are always, secede. Unless people are trying to secede and break up the network and go their own way, what happens to each of us matters to all of us. So I'm all for Pan-Pacifica, and I would urge people to be welcoming when others want to listen, learn, and contribute. Thank you.
Okay, and I think James Sagerton is third, right?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. I guess all I would say to all of that is that Pan-Pacifica is the PNB, and the tradition of local autonomy for the stations is the 5 stations. And if we are going to start joining each other's local committees, it's going to be chaotic. And that's all I have to say.
The next item on our agenda is the general manager's report on WBAI's finances. Berthold, you have the floor. Mr. Chair, I have it as 8:30 right now, and this agenda item is for 30 minutes. Berthold?
Chair, point of personal privilege.
Yeah, somebody's got something playing in the background. Well, whoever is playing stuff in the background, please mute yourself, *6. Berthold, are you there? Oh, what the hell? Berthold, are you here? We don't hear you. Berthold, we do not hear you.
Can I hear a point of personal privilege?
Wait, I want to hear Berthold. Berthold, are you there? Yeah. Okay. Yes, somebody else has something playing in the background. Please cut it off. For Berthold, you have the floor. Please give a report.
The WBI has $8,295.91 in the bank. And outstanding payables is $1.3 million. You know, of course, about $1 million of that is Pacifica National Office that we owe and Pacifica Radio Archives. And that is from 2017 to present. So that's basically it. We are 2 months behind in the tower rent, which means this month, September and August, it's about $17,000 a month. We're also 2 months behind in paying a rent at $388. Which is this month and last month, $5,300. We are currently on track for this month's fundraiser. We've raised about $3,250 a day for the past 6 days. We are $2,000 today. And the idea would be to really raise $3,250 every day for the next 20 days to fill in slightly, you know, not feeling the malaise. Ideally, you know, to make the $3,250 for the 30 days of this month would put us in the, you know, maybe 1 month behind in the tower rent. We have $5,000 from Vision Zero that has not come up yet. And so we got $5,000. We have another $5,000 coming up. We have an event at SOBs, $25 per ticket. It's holding about 400 people. SOBs is doing a lot of advertising and promotion. So are we. We have the pamphlet, the card, printing. Ready to be sent out, email to 40 to 50,000 people we have on our constant contact email list. And our program director has been doing a lot of local news coverage, covering cities, covering the city council members. And so that's what we have, you know, as far as report for the WBI finances. I was not really getting ready for this report because I was really focusing on doing the budget. I thought that's what we're going to focus on. But what I have is for people on this list who are new and for those from KPFT or wherever who who expressed the concern on trying to get information to file on behalf of WBI. From fiscal year 2017, which is October 2016 to September 2017, to fiscal year 2021, October 2016 to September 2021, our central service bill is $1,013,400, which is $202,680. Per year. We have paid $658,731.38 out of that. So we owed $354,000 out of $1 million. So we owed, we paid 65% of it, and we had 35% that we did not pay. So from those who mentioned that WBI has not paid central service for years, you know, that's a myth. It's not true. Also, we had a bequest from a Princeton individual, Princeton, New Jersey, who sent WBI about $100-something thousand and sent Pacifica on behalf of WBI $580,017.42. Then we had a Crevo, Jim Crevo bequest that the administrator of the bequest, Jim Crevo was my friend, actually, personal friend. He had a bequest, $100,000 of that bequest was given to Pacific Region Archives fundraising for a matching fund. And we had the sale of a house, again in Princeton, New Jersey, for approximately $57,000 that never had any documentation. If you add all three of these together, that's $737,000 more. So, I'm not saying we should be given credit for those money that came from the WBI area because of WBI. But to extend the saying that WBI is a menace to Pacifica, from my calculation, the $658 plus the $737,000 add up to $1.3 million, which is a lot more than actually the $1.013400.00 that is Central Service. So I have the document here, and I will send it to this group so that you can see this if you're looking for documentations of facts as opposed to gossip. Gallinois is sending an event in October. Actually, I'm working on that right now. It's a virtual event. And then I think we're going to get 20% of that. You know, it's premiering a film on his website. You have to stream and pay to get in. And then also we're going to market that and then see what we can do. The two major things that WBI has been working on, three major things that we're working on. Like one of them is a podcast, and that had stalled for a while because of lack of resources, money, and support from Pacifica, because it felt that this is such a large project, it should be an endeavor by the entire network. We don't have the capacity to have enough money, people, and knowledge to get all that done. That's one. The second one is I have a list of all the city council members. The city council, every year, they have something called a discretionary fund where they give money to different things of their choices. We have received some of that money. We have received about $20,000 of that money or more 1 year, but Pacifica did not finish their audit, and so we never got the check. We got the approval. We never got the check. Jermaine William was one of the council members at the time who gave us some money. My idea is if we get $5,000 from 30 of those people, that's $150,000. But I've created a spreadsheet that has the list of those members, the committees they belong to, association, gay and lesbian, minority, Jewish communities, women organization, and then the committees that they chair or they belong to, their email, phone number, and all the information you can possibly have on them. The idea is to get the local station board or a group of people to break that group into 3-4 groups of interest and start sending them regular email, letting them know what we do, how we cover things, and asking them for their opinions and interviewing them on the air. So that 6 months from now, when we apply for city council discretionary fund, we can, be sure that we'll get a big chunk from those people because they would know us. So these projects have not been... I am not going to do this. It's too much work. I've already went online and gotten the list of all of those people on one spreadsheet. So that's basically the what we have done at WBI. We keep cutting and cutting and cutting. I am, as you can see, the finance person. And knowing that I'm the finance person, the national office and NEDA, they hold me accountable. In other words, if I miss an email or a bill or something like that, I shouldn't be, but I'm held accountable to do the job, the extra job that would save, that's saving us a bookkeeper's salary. Hello? Hello?
We hear you. Keep going.
We hear you.
Hello?
There was a disruption, something, yeah, a bookkeeper's salary. And, you know, basically we have three people who function in the capacity of administrators slash managers, which is me, the general manager, Linda, the program director, and our webmaster that we manage the entire station. And, of course, we have Matt Mazza, who is on this call as a volunteer. So these are basically the expenses, the major expenses that we have. When we get to the budget, I cannot wait to go over with you the budget and the so-called consultants that people are talking about that are not really consultants, that are essential workers for the WBAI. So I'm basically really ready to go straight into the budget. If you have any questions about the WBAI finances, just ask, and I'd like to just go straight into the budget and save time.
Well, okay. Let's keep it orderly. And so what we'll do is anybody keeping in mind that we really should get to the, budget pretty soon. Does anybody have any questions or anything on the general manager's report? Okay. I'm not hearing.
Matt?
Okay,
yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, just a comment to Ed. You know, our listeners, we get checks in the mail for significant amounts of money. We got one recently, $5,000, a check came in. And then we have from this card donation service, routinely a check for $1,000, $1,100, $1,700. And then listeners send it in, $400 at a time. And regular contributors in lesser amounts, but regular, like Jack DePalma, member of this committee, he sends checks regularly. And so it's very interesting. This is an extra commentary on our finances. It does come in. And even Chase gives us money. We have $20 checks from Chase. Thank you.
Question. Robert.
Okay. Anybody else? Serene Roberts, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. So I know that PNB passed a motion recently in closed session, I think, but they reported it out. I don't know what the discussion was like. Something to the effect of, it's up to your local politicians so we could get money. You know, and it happens that many people in the city council are progressive. It also happens that at this point we have a historic primarily or a majority woman city council, which of course does not guarantee us anything. Okay, let's remember the Iron Lady and others. But I think that if what we are doing is thorough reporting on the issues of the city concerning all the constituents, we don't have to kiss anybody's butt in order to get money. They will come to us because we're getting the story out regardless of who's on what side of the story. We have a slew of, you know, New York City focused shows completely ignoring New Jersey, completely ignoring Connecticut, both of whom are within our listening area. And New Jersey used to be a heavy part of our donor base. And you can even find the same person appearing on multiple shows, the same politician appearing on multiple shows on BAI, why certain other issues and certain other people get absolutely no coverage. So I think if we're doing a good job at covering the city and the region, they will come to us. They will be listening to us. They will be calling in. I hear it happening to other programs elsewhere, you know, where they're discussing an issue and some council person will call in and want to speak. So I don't think we have to kiss butt in order to get money. And again, you know, it's a dangerous thing when you begin to depend on politicians for your livelihood. It doesn't take us to good places.
Daryl,
anybody else?
We still get money from New Jersey.
Daryl from the staff.
Okay,
so
Daryl, go ahead.
Serving them is the point.
Berthold was saying something, and Serene was responding to what Berthold was saying, so when they're done, I'll go.
Okay, I think,
are we ready?
I think everybody else is done, so Daryl, go
Thank
ahead.
Thank you. Really quickly, Berthold, did you get my email today? No. Okay. Listen, with regard to this thing, I think that we're playing this game as if we're already beaten and we're going around with our hat in our hands. If you could speak to all the programmers, especially the news programmers, and get them to, on air, get the people to announce, they ask them before they go on air, and then get them to announce, yes, I'm a member of WBAI, and I'm going to ask all my constituents to be members of BAI. For every nonprofit that comes on, are you a member of BAI? Yes, and I'm going to ask all the people who get constituent services and other benefits. We need to pump this up. We need to talk to the producers and make them aware that there's a $1.3 million outstanding. Stop scraping around, get some staff in there, and collect that good search money, emphasize other platforms that can bring the money in. If you could get every prisoner who listens to WBAI in the prison to use good search, 25,000 searches, they're a $25 member. We have ways of getting the money without it necessarily wringing it out of the people who listen to the station all the time. And I'd like to really hear a comment as to what we are going to do or what you'd like us to do in order to come up with perhaps $3-4 million a year so the station can run and then begin to pull the network out, because if you don't save the network, you're not going to save the station. People have this illusion that BAI, that they own BAI, and that if we save BAI, if you don't save Pacifica, you don't save anything. So when are we going to take the 18 million people who could be contributing to this station and get their attention, so that we can get the money to run the station, make your life easier? Anything?
You're asking me or anyone on this board?
Yes, I'm asking you.
Well, as I mentioned before, we need to have, you know, a team of professional grant writers.
Berthold, it doesn't take a professional grant writer to run PSAs on Good Search. I heard Gary Null use Google today. I mean, come on, right? We're shooting ourselves in the foot. We keep doing what we used to do and doing what we think we need to do rather than doing what's really simple. Change people's behavior and you change the complexion and you change the money that's raised by the station. I just looked at Good Search, $450, still sitting in there. I don't understand it. Right? You have a hard job. Like you said, there's three people to the station plus like maybe another six ops people. And you're running a 24-hour a day situation, and it's marvelous. It's really good listening. However, you need to get the programmers to understand that rather than just asking people to continually come out of their pocket, ask them to think. Ask them to change how they search, change how they shop, get the money in a different way than what we're used to. And the politicians need to be asking their people to do the same thing. You could do this. You can, not you yourself, you can get your producers to be pressuring the people, not pressuring, that's a nasty word, asking the people who depend on BAI to get the word out to other people to change their behavior. 1 million searches is $10,000. Do you need $10,000? That's a question, Bertold. Bertold?
All right, all right. Let's not harangue each other.
Okay.
Bertold,
if your question
is over, let's let Bertold speak, okay? Bertold?
Maybe our Paul, who's the producer, can answer you because, you know, we reach out to the producers and ask them to do things on a regular basis. I usually encourage the producers, especially my board app, to do things. And they're busy doing other things. For example, I don't think 10% of our shows are archived in the archives. And the archives is where you put things in that when you go into Google search or any search to search for subjects, names, things like that, that would bring you to BAI if we cover the subjects and if they are entered in the archives. So that would be something that would be beneficial directly to the shows. And I don't think we have 10% of the archives that are filled in by the producers. You know, and the carrot and the stick, it's not working. Right. I don't have a solution for this. I'm not a life coach or motivational speaker. And then maybe you can say that I lack leadership ability, but I've not seen any motivation being done that motivate people to do certain things like if they don't want to do them. And then that is it. That is my answer.
Okay.
Jim, to the
Does anybody else have a question for or something about the general manager's report on the finances?
Yeah, Jim to the stack.
Okay. Jim Dingman, go ahead.
All right. Oh, Jesus, what the fuck was that? Can you hear me?
Oh, I hear you. Yeah, I don't know what that was.
All right. Anyway, that was some weird sound. All right. Well, look. A dime is going to drop on us in the next couple of weeks in New York. Okay, the board, I'm sure a dime's going to come at us. And dimes are being dropped on Los Angeles. Dimes are going to be dropped. They're being dropped everywhere. And, you know, we have a formidable task to get the hell out of this mess. It requires a lot of rethinking about how we approach this problem in terms of the politicians locally. You know, that takes a while to cultivate. That is not done overnight. There's ways to do that. Requires a lot of work, a lot of teamwork, a lot of people doing it, to go to the community boards in the city of New York and then pressure these guys from below, the elected officials, and make a presence so that people want to know what we are doing. The numbers show that that's not the case right now. We're not resonating. We're trying to improve, but we're not there yet. We got a lot more work to do. I'm just concerned that the fiscal austerity measures that are being contemplated are going to essentially make it very difficult to build capacity. To actually recover from that. I mean, I'm thinking about what's going on in Los Angeles right now. And so we just have to figure out a way to fight through this and turn it around as much as possible. I don't think it's impossible to do. And I'm not being a Dale Carnegie motivator speaker now. I just think that each signal area has the potential to turn around. We have clashing visions of how to do that. You know, people on this call don't agree with each other vehemently about how to do that. But if we're going to survive, some of this has to be put aside and the greater good has to be worked on. That we have to think about, we have an alternative media operation in the United States, unlike anything else, that is actually a service to the people of this country. And I think that, you know, the wider vision of what it's all about, that has to be motivating to try to change it around. All these different measures to do things, going from what Daryl argues to everything else, all have to be tried to see what works, see what sticks, including the underwriting, by the way. Because we're in a situation where all these other options have not worked well. They're not working well right now. Underwriting, and frankly, underwriting is not a silver bullet, not a panacea. It may not work at all. But to not try it, I think, is silly, given the fact that an additional income stream, even if it's like 0.1% or 0.2% of the gross revenue that could immediately be derived, it's not worth turning one's back. We still need to improve the fact that we have to get the audience in each of the signal areas up to 500,000 in each signal area listening every week. Then we wouldn't be having these problems that we're having financially right now. And I don't blame it on Bertold. I don't blame it on Linda. Frankly, sometimes I blame it on a lot of producers. It's a systemic issue in the way we've approached dealing with these problems for the past 25 years. And now, unfortunately, it's blowing up in our face. It's like a barrage every day when you listen to people talk about what's going on in different radio stations around the country. And we just have to push through it. This is the one period of time when we have the ability to really have an impact on the society of our country, and we just have to keep that in mind, and for the better, frankly. And so, yeah, that's my motivation, okay? And I just think that a lot of the petty faction fighting, which I'm as much involved with as anyone else is, we have to put that aside and try to survive. Thanks.
Okay, is there anybody else who wants to ask a question or make a comment on the general manager's report on the finances? If there's no one else, we can then go to the next item, which will be the general manager presenting the draft FY22 budget and committee discussion. So nobody wants to – I am saying – well, we only have 2 minutes anyway, so let's just go to that. Bertold, present us a budget.
All right. I'm going to go.
Bertold, are you there?
Yeah, give me a second.
Okay.
Bertold, you know, we have to stop at 9:30.
I know.
Then, okay, just want to make you aware.
We'll see what happens at 9:30.
Okay, but I want to make you happy, okay? All right? Okay.
Say what?
I just want to make you aware of that, all right?
Yes, I'm watching the clock here, yes. This is a 75-minute item, and it's going to run over, and we'll see what we do at 9:30. But, Bertold, go ahead.
Okay, so the budget is I'm projecting in gross that we're going to raise $1.4 million. And hold on. We're going to raise $1.4 million. Give me 1 second. $1.455648 million. Our total expenses is going to be $1.416710. Before central service. So, after, you know, before central service, we're going to have a net positive of $38,938. After central service of $253,344, our budget is going to be -$214,406. And when you add capital expenditure, the budget will be $240,000. -$240,005 in deficit. So where is that coming from? Well, that's coming from, I sent you a very simple sheet of assumptions. And basically, the simple sheet of assumptions says that for revenue, we're going to be raising $3,100 per day instead of 3,250. $9,000. $928,000. And finally, we're going to raise.
Somebody's moving something back and forth over the microphone of their phone, and we really can't hear Bertold. So please mute yourself if you're moving stuff around, if you're not talking, just listen and mute yourself. Star 6. Thank you. Bertold, go ahead.
Yeah, so fundraising and listener sponsored. So that's $3,100 every day for 365 days. So that's $972,000 plus residual from people sending money from previous bill that we sent them. So $26,000. So it's a total of $998,784.20 that we will raise in fundraising. Then BI Buddy is $18,500 a month. So that's $222,000. Theater tickets, David Rottenberg is $72,000. Corporate match, $2,000 a month, so $27,000. Event, I put at zero, even though we're having an event on the 12th of October at SOB's, and then we're having some with Gary, but I'm putting that at zero. Car donation, I put at $2,000 per month about, so $26,000. Major donor, I put at $57,000. Interest income, about $7,000. And grant and bequest, I put at $45,000. So that's a total of $456,000 in other revenue outside of fundraising. So that brings you the total revenue to $1.4 million. Salary is about $36,000 a month. That's $432,000 a year as expenses. Health, $12,500 a month. That's $150,000 a year. Power rent is $17,500, $210,000. Consultant, I brought it down to $120,000. I'll go over that. We have somebody who quit at $36,000 because they're not getting paid on time. Pawn table is about $6,000, so that's $67,000. Maintenance, $48,000. Premium, $6,700 per month. Call center, about $7,000 a month. Listing and equipment, $3,000 a month. Central service, $16,890. The Secretary of Georgia is $4,222. Legal expenses, $1,000 a month, just to be safe. So have that money around if something happens in this network. And it's crazy network. Postage is about $6,000 a month, $72,000 a year. Bank charge is $800 a month, so that's about $9,000, $10,000 a year. Association free, the NFCB, Nielsen, and all that stuff is about $2,000 a month on an average, so $24,000. And capital expenditures is $2,133 per month, so that's about $1.6 million. Almost 1.7 million of expenses. The monthly expenses, when on a monthly basis, this comes about $140,000. We bring in about $120,000, so $110,000, $120,000. So we're about between $23,000 and $26,000 in the red every month, and that's why the network wants to kill us. There's nothing that I can honestly put in here that can make this differently, except all these other items that we have that should be raising money, like events, like grants, $3,000 a month. Grants should be like $200,000, at least $300,000 in grants. And of course, major donors, $57,000, should be like $200,000. So major donors, major donors, grants, and events should be the only place that we should be looking for to make money. And I projected in the notes that this could bring us another $265,000. event should bring us about $65,000 for the year at the minimum. Major donors should bring us another $100,000 a year at a minimum, and Grant and Bequest should definitely bring us at least another $100,000 a year. So between those three items, we should be able to raise another $265,000, and that should almost cover our deficit for the year. But the big but is, of course, you know, there are but so many people, the WBI management administration team and board up, who's going to lead those projects successfully with the support and help of WBI. I have a consultant sheet now that I want to discuss with you, because the big thing about, you know, we have to get rid of the consultants at BAI. We pay $127 a month for a Metro card for a volunteer who comes to the station almost every day and does at least 5 to 7 hours of work, if not more, a day. Passing premium and doing all kinds of stuff. We pay a cleaner, somebody who's cleaning the office, $360 a month. So that's a total, a whopping total of $5,844 per year that we're spending on cleaning and a volunteer transportation, so that we can encourage that volunteer to come to the station. So the transportation for the volunteer comes to $1,524 per year. And when you look into programming, we have 5 hours Monday to Friday, where we have 7 a.m. So that is the leading leading the day, and then has increased our listenership, has a lot more listenership than any good man. We pay them $250 every 15 days, so $500 a month. So if you think about that, $500 a month times 12 months, we pay people $6,000 a year, and then only three or four of them would get paid. One of them does not accept the money, and so you're talking about four people times six. It's like $24,000 a year to have, you know, premier programming. Then you have someone who is an assistant to Leonard Lope, which is another one of our, you know, shows, or he called that a strip show. That's making about $2,000 a month. So, because they're booking every day, they're making sure that, you know, the guests and people are coming in. So that's Monday to Friday. After that, you go into development. You have your webmaster. Our entire web process, internet and all of this thing, is managed for $30,000 a year, completely. At other stations, they're spending like over $150,000 a year for those departments. We have a social media person who was getting $3,000 a month. That person was getting a little stipend from someone who was helping, paying her salary. Since that was cut, that person stopped getting paid on time, and then they had to leave to look for a job that gives them steady money. So that's $36,000. That we're not going to spend, and that's another expenses and job that's, of course, going to be done by Berto, Linda, and Chris Artilusa. We have somebody who manages a constant contact newsletter, and then now is going to do the dispatch that person used to do. That's getting $750 or $1,000 a month, depending on how much what they do. Some months when, you know, there's some pressure, I just tell them forget the newsletter, which is a bad idea. And then they don't get that $750 a month. So then, of course, we have the fund drive, the people who pitch for our fund drive. We are trying to reduce about $20,000 of that. We're trying to, you know, see if that works. You know, basically what happens is we try it, and then if it doesn't work, we rush back and beg to get those people to pitch so that we can make the $100,000 we're making per month to survive, to keep overboard. Then we have another $17,000 to $25,000 a year that we pay to consultant, a.k.a. board app, who come and substitute for the union paid board app when they go on vacation, when they take time off during holidays. You know, and so we have the union to agree with that. Those people are getting paid a lot more per hour, a lot less per hour than the union or union rep. You're getting paid an average of $17 an hour in New York. That's very low. And they do not get any benefits. So that is the $178,000 of consultants. You know, the board app, $17,000. The between the webmaster, the constant contact, and the pitching, the people who come and pitch for us and raise us money, their ratio is to be at least 1 to 20. Like every dollar we spend, they raise $20. I haven't looked at it lately. I'm sure it went down a bit. That's the total of $30,000. It's in the webmaster because, well, the social media thing is going to go, so that's going to go down to $50,000. The shows in the morning, all of that, plus the booker for the Leonard Lopez show, all of that adds up to a whopping $56,000 a year. So you talk about an average of probably, I don't know, $4,000, a little more than $4,000 a month. So that is our consultant. I know there is, soon we're going to have to deal with potential cuts and things of the sort, but I wanted to break it down for you so that you can understand where I stand. I am at a point of frustration because I do believe that there shouldn't be cuts. There should be attempt at raising money, attempt at filing and being eligible to get CPB money. I haven't heard a word of that lately. And so when whoever comes to cut, either at the national level or on this board, I'm just going to just let me know what to cut. Because we have cut, and we have cut. I do five jobs. My program director does probably five or six. And my webmaster, luckily, also does not do web. He does premium registration. He does all kinds of stuff that have nothing to do with him being a consultant at all. You know, somehow we always get people to do a lot more than they bargain for or they are paid for or they volunteer for. And I'm pretty sure that's the same thing at all the other stations. But, you know, definitely between my program director, myself, and the webmaster, we are doing the job of at least 14 people. Not to count the board app, who are doing a lot more, my employees, a lot more than the board app duties that they are required. The editing, the cutting, the running from one room to another while they were on the air, putting new shows or getting instruction from me and Linda 5 minutes before a new show to change something or to do something. It's a lot of work. So not just the WBI so-called management or administration, also the workers, they're working their butts off. And, I say that all the time. I do appreciate them. Even sometimes I get upset at some things that they would do. But, you know, you have to appreciate the amount of work that they do. They're working a lot. Not a lot of hours, but they're working a lot within the hours that they are working. I would wish that we could have Paul, I know you're not going to have an issue with me on that. I wish we would have a Zoom meeting when we're discussing the budget so that we can go over them, and when we have questions, we can talk about it. But so that you can see what I'm talking about. But this is where I am right now. And I think I've spoken enough. I think, you know, questions, details. For your KPFT, I've always asked and begged the board to drill me, challenge me, tell me that I'm doing something wrong on the budget or whatever, you know, instead of, you know, nothing at all. I welcome a challenge. I love to work with numbers, and I am, you know, I can't wait to discuss this, to see if you have any solutions or ways to go about this. Maybe I made some mistakes in the formulas. I doubt it. You know, the numbers look pretty close to what they always are. The numbers are always the same. The numbers have been consistent for 5 years. I mean, the rent at Four Times Square has increased. It went from probably $14,000 to now $17,500 per month. You know, our rent at 388 has stayed the same, thanks to our good, great landlord. You know, a few things went up a little bit, you know, but these numbers are just about the same regularly.